News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court expecting to hand down a ruling today on Colorado's attempt at kicking Donald Trump off the ballot in that state. Colorado Supreme Court saying because of his involvement in the January 6th insurrection, Trump should be barred from the ballot. The UN warning that increasing numbers of children in Gaza are acutely malnourished. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge with more from Israel on continued attempts at getting aid delivered.
The U.S. conducting its first aid airdrop into Gaza this weekend, delivering 38,000 ready-to-eat meals. Amid increasing reports of children dying from a lack of food, UNICEF warning child deaths are likely to rapidly increase unless obstacles to humanitarian relief are immediately resolved. Israeli officials say they're working to ensure the aid does not end up in the hands of Hamas.
The Sierra Nevada mountains of California, scene of a big blizzard over the weekend, 7 feet of snow dumped in some areas. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House districts are staying as is after the state Supreme Court Friday turned down a request by Democrats to order new maps. Republicans hold 6 of Wisconsin's 8 seats, and only 2 are considered competitive. The current districts were drawn by Governor Evers and later upheld by the state's high court. First Lady Jill Biden is warning about what Donald Trump would do about reproductive rights if he returns to the White House.
He's considering a national abortion ban. Donald Trump is dangerous to women and to our families. We simply cannot let him win.
Mrs. Biden was in Waukesha yesterday. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Madison the day after tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center, WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wildfire danger remains high in western Wisconsin after dozens of fires broke out across the state in the past week. 74 of the state's 138 reported wildfires this year have happened in the past week, including 16 yesterday. As of March 3rd last year, the state had seen just 7 wildfires. Windy, warm, and dry conditions are creating dangerous fire weather, with nearly two-thirds of the state currently experiencing drought. A 23-year-old man is in custody after crashing his vehicle into a Grant County business Saturday night. According to the sheriff's office, the man drove his truck into Grab a Cone in Montfort, causing serious damage to the building. Nobody was hurt in the crash. Grab a Cone's owner said on social media that because of the damage, their seasonal opening would be delayed. The driver of the truck is suspected of operating while intoxicated first offense. Today will be rainy with highs in the lower 50s across much of southwestern Wisconsin, but sun returns the rest of the week. Highs will be in the mid-50s through Friday. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
A good day for Brewer batters. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks in Cactus League action. The final score 10-4. Willie Adames with a home run. Christian Yelich with 2 hits, 2 RBI. On how the team looks so far.
I think we're a really young team. We have a lot of young players. A lot of guys that have been around here for a while have kind of moved on or gone a different direction. You know, I think we'll go as far this year as the young guys take us.
The Brewers face the Giants tomorrow. NBA. Bucks play the Clippers before heading out on a 4-game road trip. College hoops. Iowa's Caitlin Clark, now the all-time leading scorer in Division I basketball, surpassing Pistol Pete Maravich with a record 3,667 points that lasted 54 years. The Badgers losing to Illinois, 91-83. Wisconsin has lost 7 of their last 9. Greg Gard.
We play good basketball at times, but we're inconsistent. As I always say, when guys come off the bench, we can't go backwards.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon into this evening. I don't expect severe weather, but we could get up to a half inch or more of rain in spots. Our high today near 60. Tonight, thunderstorms 37. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tune in Monday for a very special Devil's Advocates radio show. We got Chuck Quala coming in studio 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And I remember this song, Calvin, from many decades ago. And it was by the OJs. And it was called, I Guess You've Got Your Hooks in Me. And so, the longer I live, the more I realize somebody's always trying to get their hooks in us. And we have to be very defensive as Americans to people who are finding out every way they can to get their hooks in you and I. What am I talking about? So this is in today's Business Insider. Wall Street wants your home. Now, earlier in the show, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about the fact that people have been trying to purchase my home. And, it's not major corporations, but it's smaller mom and pops and everybody, and every time I turn around, there's some letter, handwritten sometimes. And so when it's handwritten, wow, man, people are handwriting letters. Well, we want to purchase your home, Mr. Ingram. Your home looks nice. We want to purchase your home. And so can we have a conversation? So I'm not planning on selling my home. I like where I live. I like the neighborhood where I live. I live in one of the most integrated neighborhoods in the entire state of Wisconsin. And so I like where I live. And it's relatively safe. I live in Milwaukee, city of Milwaukee. But I live in an area that's, made up of Jewish people. Blacks, whites, Hispanics, we live in the most integrated community in the entire state of Wisconsin. And I've lived there now for the better part of 25 years. And I'm not going anywhere. Our neighborhood is not changing. So people keep offering, they want to purchase my home. So you got to ask questions. Why? Why all of a sudden are these people constantly trying to buy my house when I'm not looking to sell it? But I'm going to get into why. Again, another scheme. And the older we get, the more, it's possible and more likely that those schemes will overtake us. I remember my mom and dad in the latter years of their lives. and these schemes would come after them and say, you won a lottery. If you would just, you know, send us $300, we, you know, then you can get the lottery money. And as we, you know, later found out, they pilfered the resources that my mom and dad had because they really thought that they had won something. I mean, just predators all around us. And if you aren't strong enough or if you don't know, we live in a society that, you know, people get away with that. I think people who do that should be jailed, period. We jail people for all sorts of things. But clearly, when you take advantage of people in their latter years, you certainly are a criminal and you should pay a price for that. Let's do this. Let's go to Gene from McClare first. Good morning to you, Gene. How you doing?
Great. Wonderful show this morning. A lot of educational value for sure.
Thank you.
And now I just turned 69. And a couple years ago, I started getting that solicitation. Only one was pretty brave when she wrote how you don't have any kids and you live in a house that a family could have and you could move to a home, you know, that would be more
conducive.
Easier for you to keep
right.
And I thought to myself, you know, so I made sure I called that realtor and said, don't you ever send anything like that to my house again and really chewed them out. So I call and chew those people out while I still got the, you know, wherewithal to do it, to stop pulling this on people that are older. They must have some kind of directory because I've heard of other people getting this done now too, lately, and even more so with the, you know, housing issues. So thank you for bringing this up, Earl, and thank you for bringing up early.
Well, you know, Gene, they do have because they sell your information. All of these things are interconnected. And so you just, again, when people are allowed to sell your information, they set you up for this. And that's why I always talk about our government that has a responsibility to protect its citizens. And so these people can't do this without the help of governmental officials who are not protecting you and I. Thank you very much for the call, Gene. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. How are you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I'm glad to know I'm not the only one that gets these stupid letters. And I'll tell you what I got last week. I got a check in the mail for $132,500 saying, here, sign the back of this and sell your home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, boy, they're really getting brazen now. I'm thinking I should just go cash the damn thing. And not... That'll teach the bastards, won't it?
Yeah, but do you know why they're doing it, though?
I really don't. But, you know, like I had one of them call me once. I said, are you nuts? I said, I bought my house on a short sale in 2009 after the crash. I said, it's estimated at twice what I paid for it.
Right.
And where would I go if I sold this house? I'd have to pay four times more for a house.
That's it.
It's ridiculously stupid.
You know, Cindy, it actually is, but they're taking advantage of people, and people who can't discern that shouldn't wind up, you know, buyer beware. Buyer beware is something that I've always said is ridiculous in on its face. When you know, and they craft that term buyer beware, it means that somebody's looking to take advantage of you. Why should that be legal? Anything that says buyer beware means that somebody has made it possible for somebody to take advantage of you because you don't know. And so that's why I constantly, you know, talk about our government and people who allow that to take place and take advantage of you and I. Thank you very much for the call, Cindy. Let me get to this real quickly, and then I come to Tom. So it was shortly before Christmas 2021 when Kenneth Schumer received a letter that changed his life. Schumer, a 64-year-old jingle writer turned retail manager, had seen the value of his modest ranch-style home near Pensacola, Florida, balloon during the pandemic. Like a lot of homeowners, Schumer was keen to convince to convert some of his theoretical wealth into real cash. His home needed a new roof and floors, and friends sometimes joked that it was stuck in the 1970s. But tapping into the mass equity seemed difficult. The transitional options all involved taking out additional loans, and Schumer couldn't afford more monthly payments. Then came the letter. It was from a California-based company. Now, this is what's at the root of most of these things, called Point, which proposed an unorthodox solution. Instead of Schumer borrowing money against the current value of the house that he's had, Point offered to pay Schumer a lump sum of cash in exchange for a share of his home's future appreciation. In essence, the company was betting that the price of his house would keep climbing, and it wanted to get in on the action. These kinds of deals often refer to as home equity sharing agreements, or home equity investments have existed on the fringes of housing finances for decades. But Point is one of the handful of relatively young companies backed by some of the world's biggest investors that are hoping that you buy their product. And when they say buy their product, they mean they're not exactly sticking the gun to your head, but at the end of it, they're going to take advantage of you. Yeah, they're going to give you some money up front, but as the value of your home increases, you won't be getting it. And I guarantee you, the money that they're going to give you up front doesn't come anywhere near what the value of your home is going to appreciate to. They already know. There's no way possible they're going to give you money and they're going to be on the losing end of it. But if they catch people at the right time, they catch people who are elderly. And let's be honest, this is not an easy thing to figure out. The legalese involved in all of this requires attorneys, and that's why it's written in that manner. So you and I don't understand. And if we don't get attorneys, we wind up losing. So 844-967-2789 is the number. All of you on the phones, hang on, and we'll return.
Are they still getting down where we used to go and dance? Will our ball club win the pennant? Do you think they had a chance? And tell me, friend, how in the world have you been? Tell me what's up. I wanna know what's in. What's the deal, man? What's happening, brother?
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Early Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, before we go back to the phone lines, I just, again, if you're just joining us, I'm talking about, you know, I for the last, I don't know, 4 years or so, maybe a little bit longer, I've been getting nonstop people asking to buy my house. And I know I'm not alone. Yes, they know that I will soon be 70, and so I am considered an elderly person. They just don't know. I'm not the average 70-year-old, so, you know, I'm blessed that I can still, you know, still cognitively can understand. So I don't get excited and call those people back and say, yeah, I'm going to sell my house, because all I think about is I got to live somewhere. And so they're offering me money for my home. Clearly, they're not doing this in the best interest of me. But people who, you know, are older than I am and maybe don't have family members and others to help them, they're losing. And we've got to do something to make this a better place. Hey, Tom from L.A., how you doing, man? Thank you for the call.
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, not the corporations, and we need to remember that. Second, when I was saying last week, when I talked about NASA and said I wish these billionaires would go to the moon, I didn't mean that.
Literally.
Cindy called in and said, yeah, I just wanted them to get off the planet, basically. not to run their businesses here. But what I'd like to say is, first, everybody out there, don't be ashamed if you have been a victim of this. I know a lot of people, they get, you know, very, very upset that, you know, they think they got in trouble from their spouse or whatever it is, if they got caught up in one of these things, and they'll go and they'll pay the money or whatever it is before their spouse even finds out.
Right.
They feel like, oh, my God, what did I just do? You know, there's a special place in hell for these people as far as I'm concerned. And I think that, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, the government does need to step in. And they need to step in a strong way where a person can actually answer their landline phone without having to worry about, or their cell phone now, without worrying about someone
predators,
you know, trying to
predators,
get them.
Predators.
Yeah, that's one of the things I tell a lot of my customers, Earl, is that make sure you do business one-on-one, face-to-face with someone. Don't do anything, you know, online or with someone that you do not know personally, which I know a lot of people in Wisconsin, the smaller towns that are there anyway, it's something that can be done. But just remember, things like Medicare Advantage are a scam. Things like, the other day, I'm a younger guy. I went on, and I'm very, very technically savvy.
Hey.
And what happened is I went on, Facebook Messenger, and they had a thing on there, and you just clicked on the Facebook Messenger thing, and all of a sudden bells and whistles went off that I needed to call this number to
right.
try to get taken off of that.
Hey, Tom, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call, man. I agree with you totally. Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Good morning to you, Dave. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call.
I actually agree with everything Tom just said. I know that's shocking, but I would just add to it that not only do it with, you know, your homes, they also do it with smaller commercial buildings as well. I get offers all the time through, you know, who knows, golly knows where they're coming from. And what they do is, unfortunately, our information is all public. I mean, if you go to the city website and you look up for tax keys, all your information is on there, how much you pay taxes, you know, if you're late, if, you know, whatever. It's unfortunately, all that is public. And I do think, to your point, Earl, that there needs to be some additional protections because it is a public, you know, like I said, they have all these websites, whether it's Milwaukee, Manitowoc, Mequon, or whatever, it's all easily accessible today, whereas before it was not. And unfortunately, AI is exponentially making it easier to do this because it essentially can do it 24/7 a day, you know, 24/7. So I would just add that, yes, I would agree with Tom that, yes, it's definitely better if you decide to do something that you know that individual, that essentially that you work with people that you actually, you know, at least have an ability of talking to someone and making a proper decision. Because, yes, this is a new form of predatory way of getting at the elderly and other people that are potentially vulnerable.
Yeah, man, you know, it just, to me, and again, this is made legal by our Congress people and others who have made this okay. If it wasn't legal, then they couldn't offer these kinds of, especially in this case, this is a company point that is not some mom and pop shop. It's a national company that goes all over the nation taking advantage of people who don't know any better and selling them a false bill of goods. And so you would think that, and you see, as people have aged and as the older they become, the more these schemes are directed at them. And so I just think, you know, there comes a point in time where we claim to be the greatest nation on earth. We need to live up to that. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is our number. Our phone lines are open. Those of you, hang on. Up next, news, weather, and sports.
It's Todd Alba. Monday, noon to 2, we'll preview the Super Tuesday primary and more right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We Energies expects to spend about $335 million to build electrical infrastructure to serve Microsoft's data center in Mount Pleasant. Data centers are massive users of electricity. The U.S. Energy Department says data centers use as much as 50 times the energy of a similar-sized office space. Data centers run around the clock to support cloud computing and other data-intensive applications. The Wisconsin legislature's new district maps are creating openings for Democrats. Senate Minority Leader Diane Hasselbein says she's hearing from a lot of people who want to run for office.
I am thrilled. We've got great candidates all over, and with Trump at the top of the ticket, and with Tammy Baldwin and her numbers, it's going to be a great year.
That's Hasselbein at a WISP Politics luncheon last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center, WRCE, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Representative Derek Van Orden was in La Crosse this weekend to meet with the Veterans Coalition Board. Some of the topics brought up included medical services, educational benefits, and travel pay for veterans. Van Orden said he supported measures such as medical marijuana and wanted to work to fix the VA's travel pay system. Van Orden also talked about legislation he was working on, including a bill that would expand medical treatment options for veterans. A trio of southwestern Wisconsin schools will be making appearances in this week's State Girls Basketball Championships in Green Bay. Cuba City, Argyle-Pecatonica, and Albany Monticello all won their sectionals on Saturday. Cuba City will take on McDonald Catholic on Thursday night, while Argyle-Pecatonica and Albany Monticello will play each other Friday morning. The championships are held at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Today will be rainy with highs in the lower 50s across much of southwestern Wisconsin, but sun returns the rest of the week. Highs will be in the mid-50s through Friday. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in, goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
With a 60-second showbiz beat, the new Walking Dead spinoff, The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, is AMC Plus's biggest premiere in 6 years. The show, which features original Walking Dead star Andrew Lincoln as Rick Grimes, pulled in 3 million viewers over 3 days. Deadline reports it's now the most watched episode of any show in the history of AMC Plus. The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, is now the 6th spinoff in the TWD universe. You can catch the show, which stars Lincoln and Danai Gurira, on Sunday nights. The second season of the show Reacher recently dropped. I watched it all, so you don't have to. Just kidding. It's not terrible, but it lacks a certain charm the first season had. There is a lot to like if you enjoy watching Alan Ritchson, an actual giant of a human being, opening several cans of whoop-ass per episode. In some scenes, our hero runs right at trained killers who shoot at him point-blank but miss. Apparently lifting weights makes you bulletproof. Great thing for kids to know. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon into this evening. I don't expect severe weather, but we could get up to a half inch or more of rain in spots. Our high today near 60. Tonight, thunderstorms 37. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide. He got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. If you're just joining us, I was talking about another way that businesses and corporations and people are taking advantage of people. And, you know, when you have laws that are already on the books to address predatory lending, you just have to question, you know, why they're not being enforced. And there are more and more of these predatory lending entities that are made to be, you know, okay, because they don't have to do it in the dark anymore. They can do it right out in broad daylight. Excuse me. And so it's written in such a manner, these things, that, you know, it's legalese. And so you and I can never understand it. It's written in a manner that's going to make sure that the people who are the ones who are preying on you and I are going to be able to do this and take advantage of us legally. And there's just something wrong with that. Let me, before we go back to the phone lines, though home equity investments remain niche, the emerging industry is raising some concerns. What are you talking about? Consumer advocates and financial advisors I spoke with worried that homeowners might not fully grasp what they're getting into or lack the financial acumen to decide whether the deal is right for them. The contracts are structured so that investors are heavily favored to make a profit regardless of the twists and turns in the market. So, yeah, they know that. And so the people who are supposed to be protecting us from this can't do it because our lawmakers are siding with the people who are preying on you and I. Let's go back to the phone lines and Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Stephen. You say what?
I have a comment on the topic and I have a quick question at the end.
Go ahead.
First of all, my wife and I are second owners of our house that was built in 1959. The people that bought it, or the people that built it, excuse me, lived in it until they had to go in a home because they couldn't take care of themselves anymore. And there was actually black and white Polaroids of the house when it was built. I mean, it was just awesome to be the second owners of this house. But when we moved in, that shortly after, we started getting little flyers in the mail about, you know, big companies that you're talking about wanting to buy our house. And so I called my loan officer because I didn't know what to do. And he said, I'm going to give you a little piece of advice. He said, first of all, if you get those, rip them up. They're scams. He said, second of all, don't sell your house to anyone without talking to a realtor first. And I'm really happy he said that, because with being, you know, first time home buyers, we're almost just as bad as the elderly people. We don't know. The question would be, I guess I don't get the first hour of your show anymore, so I'm wondering how I can listen to that.
Calvin, you?
Yeah, so Mino and the Mayor plays out in Green Bay until 9 o'clock now, but if you want to check out the first hour, you can listen to it on the Civic Media app, the WAUK radio website, and you can always get the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Stephen, thank you very much for the call. You know, and before we go back to the phone line, Stephen, when you're young, I remember the first time I bought a house, I wound up, because I'd been turned down so many times. In the city of Milwaukee, there was racial discrimination and loans to people of color. And so I wound up, it wasn't that I didn't make enough money, clearly. And so this wound up going to court, and they wound up losing because they had been discriminatory in lending practices to people of color. And so the first time I bought a house, I bought it with a balloon payment. I was so excited that I finally got a house financed that at the end of it was a balloon payment. I didn't know what that meant. It meant that after 2 years, I was responsible for paying off the entire loan. I was just excited to even get in the house. And because of the discriminatory practices of lending in the city of Milwaukee, it was a difficult, difficult proposition. Never will forget it. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Al.
A week ago in the Journal Sentinel, they were talking about one gentleman came to Milwaukee a little over a year ago, and he's purchased 1,000 mostly single-family homes from elderly and minorities, to the point where he's trying to create a different type of market. But you got to go back a little further, because when you look at the redevelopment downtown, you remember 20 years ago, the majority of the surrounding areas of downtown were minority and low income.
No
As
question.
They developed downtown. They have been purchasing up all of the homes around the old Slits Brewery and what have you, to the point where people are coming in, buying them for little or nothing, putting $15,000, $20,000 in them. That increases the property value. I've seen people lose their homes because
they can't pay the taxes.
They can't afford to pay the taxes,
right?
Because the property values in their area have increased so high, and these people's homes were paid for, and they had been living in them for 20, 30 years. That is another issue with this, because our so-called representative government, our representatives are not representing anybody but themselves, because people are paying them. I got many of those calls, but I was told by one person that called me that one of my politicians representing my area, we gave them a list of the people living in the area who were over 70 years old. And, of course, you know that's me. But at the same time, why? Evidently, they're getting paid under the table to help these people get these properties so that the values of the taxes can go up.
Al, you heard me say, and thank you very much for the call, you heard me say, it's because of people who we elected to look out for us. Let's go to Sharky from Racine. Good morning to you, Sharky. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, sir. Good to hear your voice.
Always good to hear your voice.
Thank you, sir. So there was a term I've heard, and it affects me as well. And it's if your house is not paid off, you know, and you're still making payments, one guy said, hey, you're just actually really renting your home, and with the sake of what the banks could be doing to you. And that was scary. But here's the other thing in Racine County. The DNR and all the changes, in the last 10 years, Racine County opened up land that was normally wetlands, 6,000 acres of now buildable property. And that stretches from to the west down to, you know, to the east here in the Racine County area. So so then you have all these homes, and the next thing you know, like you say, the property taxes continue to jet up, and people then get the thought, well, if we sell, well, then we can rent. Well, now everything really goes up, and now we're on the curb. We're sitting on a curb somewhere without a house. And it's ugly. It's ugly, and it's sad. And secondarily, in my area, this is scary now, and I watch it very, very close. They are building tremendous amount of homes, and it's on a ridge. It's the Indian Ridge, basically, for lack of a better term. High populace of Indians back in the day. These homes, or I should say homes that are built near the cell phone tower buildings, okay? And they're putting nursing homes in there instead of regular rentals. Two spots right from Spring Street and Highway 31 and West. They're saying, well, it's okay. We can put these high-tension 5G towers, because this one's a nursing home and that one's a nursing home. And I'm thinking, are they taking advantage of the elderly because they got these five towers? It's you know, there's a lot of speculation that these towers do emit and shall emit and will continue to emit the dangerous types of signal.
So, Sharky, you are right on point. I remember having maybe a year ago, I had a person, and maybe I'll reach back out to her. who came on and talked about the inherent dangers of 5G. But thank you very much for the call, as always, my friend. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make myself a note. It's about time we bring her back on. But clearly, this doesn't matter whether you're in Milwaukee or Racine or across the entire state. This is happening all over the nation. And so, you know, you expect your elected officials, and I keep saying this, I don't know how many times I have to continue to repeat it, that taking advantage of the average person. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. Your thoughts.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So many good callers on your show. Thank you for shout out to everybody for contributing. You know, I think we've all pretty much come to the conclusion that the corporations are people. Supreme Court
right.
rulings have really been at the front end of all of this. It's basically allowed them, this a new version of capitalism called vulture capitalism, as well yes. as other things. But they've created a license to steal. We are now a marketplace, you and me.
Right.
Our personal freedoms are not anymore. They're owned by others. We are there to be harvested as they deem fit. This is what happens, guys, when we get caught up in a pay-to-play, monetized election system. The moneyed interest will always come out on top, and it just seems to me that, again, the people aspect is so right. You know, we are the ones that are supposed to be in charge, but until 350 million of us stand shoulder to shoulder, it's going to be them against us in a divided country.
You know, Mike, man, just so well said. You know, the majority of the American people who are in a position to fight these kinds of things really don't, because they, you know, their own lives and what they're doing, you know, is, and maybe it's because they don't know. One of the reasons why I love being on the air is because it gives me an opportunity to kind of expose the kinds of things that go on in our society. And I know there are many people who think that I shouldn't be talking about this because it's our country and we love it. But hey, man, right is right, wrong is wrong. It doesn't matter if it's America or if it's China or if it's Russia, wherever it is, we people should always come first. And so collectively is the only way we can. And so as long as we're not talking about the fact that they continue to take advantage of the people, and you said it better than anybody I've heard say it, Mike, about what this really is. They've monetized you and I, and we really don't matter. So as we prepare for elections and, hey, you got to vote, we got to get out and do all these things. Hey, man, if we don't follow up on those people we vote for, shame on us, and we get what we're getting now. Thank you very much. 844-967-2789 is the number.
From the center, WRCE.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at v.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Want to squeeze this in. New York Times this morning, alcohol-related deaths surged nearly 500 a day. To nearly 500 a day, the Center for Disease Control says. Alcohol-related deaths surged in the United States by nearly 30% in recent years. 30%. Why haven't we heard about this? Why? You know, because alcohol is legal. And because everywhere you turn, we continue to support people drinking. They know the impact of alcohol. They've known it for a long time. But the fact that 30% increase in deaths from alcohol poisoning is an amazing statistic. The study chronicled a sustained spike in drinking during the COVID pandemic that continued to rise after the shock of the lockdown of 2020. The incidence of alcohol-related deaths was higher in men, but among women, the death rate shot up at a quicker pace. I think the results of this research are really alarming, said Dr. Michael Siegel, who is a professor of public health at Tufts University School of Medicine and was not involved in the study. It shows that there has been a truly substantial increase in alcohol-related deaths over the last 6 years. We're not talking about fentanyl. We're not talking about marijuana. We're talking about alcohol. The study found that deaths linked to alcohol in the United States increased in 5 years from 40,000. The toll is stark. About 178,000 people died in 2021 from excessive drinking. I repeat, about 178,000 people died in 2021 from excessive drinking compared with 138,000 in 2016. During that period, the deaths rose by 27% among men and 35% among women. Dr. Siegel attributed the surge possibly to people's high stress levels during the pandemics, alongside increasing home delivery services by the beverage industry. Now, I'll say to you, that should be alarming. 178,000 people died in 2021 from excessive drinking. And yet, no hue and outcry to address, you know, the industry of those who produce alcohol. This is, again, why it's always so important, as I keep telling you, there's protection for the alcohol community, because the lobbyists who protect the alcohol community are going to make sure that this information doesn't get out, for the most part. And so it's okay. Just drink and be merry. it's okay. So you maybe you wind up with a hangover if you had too much alcohol. But nobody talks about the damage that it does to your organs. Long-term drinking and the impact that it has. But it's the American way. It's like guns. You know, we're not going to say anything about that because if you die from alcohol, well, you know, we just put you in a category over here. But if you die from fentanyl, the bells go off. If you die from marijuana, the bells go off. If you die from cocaine, the bells go off. But tobacco and alcohol, no bells go off. But people don't know those are the top two killers still in this nation, alcohol and tobacco. But how often do you hear people talking about it? You don't. Because as long as they're not talking about it, we can keep doing those things. We can keep drinking. Because after all, you know, it's our drug of choice. Don't let anybody fool you. Drinking is a drug. It's no different than anything else that alters your mood. Yes, drinking is a drug. So when you talk about people who smoke marijuana and you drink, it's mood altering. You know, it's not, you know, it hasn't been vilified like marijuana has. But clearly it's something that we need to spend more time talking about, and I pledge to do that in the coming days, weeks, and months. Because when there's been an increase and over 500 people die every day from alcoholism and 178,000 people died in 2021, imagine what that number is now. That number's got to be well over 200,000 or more people who are dying from alcoholism. And we've got to stop young people and make sure the young people are educated and understand. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, as always. Could not do the show without you. Up next, Greg Bach and Jane Madnair. Madnair on air. If you're going to do what I'm going to do, get out and enjoy 65-degree weather this afternoon. See you tomorrow.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
Friday, best of the week, trending education news.
Busted Pencils every weekday at 7 p.m.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump stays on the ballot. I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling this morning that